Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Jessica Brooks from the National Weather Service. The world is warming. This is a scientifically proven fact, and humans are a primary contributing factor. The greenhouse effect is not a new concept. It's the process where clouds and certain gases hold the radiant heat in the Earth's atmosphere, creating the effect of a blanket. And the more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, the higher the impact of the greenhouse effect. It is undeniable that there is a direct relationship between increasing carbon dioxide levels and rising global temperatures. Using ice core data, the Earth has observed regular cycles of increasing and decreasing carbon dioxide levels dating back 800,000 years. But prior to 1950, the levels have never been above 300 parts per million. Since then, levels have risen in staggering amounts, where today, that number has reached 400 parts per million. In order for the climate system to remain stable, infrared radiation must be emitted through the Earth's atmosphere and into space. But with increased carbon dioxide promoting the greenhouse effect, the system is becoming broken, as the Earth has basically pulled a thick blanket on and is not allowing heat to leave the atmosphere. In the past 50 years, temperatures have increased over land, over sea surfaces, oceans, and the troposphere, while ocean heat content and humidity have also risen. This data shows that snow cover, sea ice, and glacier mass have been declining. And because of the melting glaciers and warming of the oceans, the sea level has been rising. So what does global climate change mean for us? Extreme weather events will become more common, including heat waves and humidity, heavy precipitation events, and droughts. This weather will impact human and animal health, agriculture, and water quality and quantity. Ecosystems will see habitats change, which may lead to losses in species. The rising sea level will not just impact those who live along the coasts. The upper Midwest relies on the Mississippi River to transport crops for export. These are only a few of the impacts climate change will have. We know climate will continue to change, but we can take action to work towards stabilizing gas emissions to a point that avoids dangerous disturbances of the climate system. A consensus of climate experts have agreed that the world is in fact warming and human activity is the primary cause of the trends in the past 50 years. You can find this data and lots more by going to climate.gov or to the National Climate Assessment website.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.